time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and God bless each one of you. It's good to be with you this morning. It's the 9th, I believe, and we're going to worship the Lord together. With that said, let's go ahead and invite us, my wife and Dream Doves to have our opening prayer.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to come together and to honor you and to worship in your word. This morning we pray that you will allow your spirit to teach us the things we need to know, that you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. And Father, we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night and for all that you do for us. And now we ask that we will grow in grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ, my friends.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about
again, everyone. We are progressing well through the book of Daniel, and I've entitled today's message, Everyone Has a Lion's Den. And this is true that we all do. We're going to see that what the policies and the basic points, they show basic points of human nature and how people treat you when you prosper or blessed, or and you're blessed because of God, not because of yourself. And those who are truly prospering and blessed, it invokes jealousy, just as Christ invoked jealousy in Lucifer, not because of Christ, but because of Lucifer. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, bless us as we study Daniel 6. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these, 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. You know, my friends, if we have the Holy Spirit, it reflects in our demeanor. If we have the Holy Spirit, it reflects in our attitude. If we have the Holy Spirit, it reflects in our tone. We really need more of the Spirit of God. You know, the Spirit of God will give you the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You catch that long-suffering? That means we'll be patient, friends. We won't be judgmental. We'll give people a second chance as God leads. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, temperance. Against such there is no law. My friends, we need the Spirit of God. When you have the Spirit of God, this is what happens, because some people have, they're nice people, but they get nothing done. They're nice people, but they're easily distracted. They're nice people, but they're, just not faithful in what they're doing, what they're called to do. Let's see if this was Daniel's experience with the Spirit of God. Then was this Daniel preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king sought to set him over the whole realm. So the king was about to change the entire structure. He had 3 presidents under him and 120 presidents under them. So that means most likely each president handled about 40 of the princes, and they had to answer to him. So he was going to change it and set a president over the presidents and probably move another president up. So then the structure would have been the king, then Daniel, then the 3 presidents, and then the 120 princes. That's what the king was thinking about doing. Then the presidents sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. That means how he did his job. This is important, friends. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. This is what I want to be like. I want to be like that. You know, I want to be where if you look at what I do, if anybody looks at what I do and what my job is, what my responsibilities are, that they would not be able to find fault. Why? Because I'm filled with the Spirit. That's my joy. That's my prayer, because I'm filled with the Spirit. And when you're filled with the Spirit, you do your job well, and you do it to the best of your ability, and you do your job to glorify and honor God. It says, whether you eat or drink, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. You see, so you would honor God in everything that you do. So Sometimes Christians think that being Christ-like, on time, efficient, that those are just this dead formalism. No. God is a God of order. Heaven operates in perfect order, and He wants us to reflect that perfect order, but in a Christ-like spirit. Nothing worse than a deacon keeping the church clean and yelling at the kids and Deacon Scrooge, we might call him, That's not God's plan, friends. We should have an excellent spirit, a kind spirit, but still be efficient and pull people higher, bring people up instead of putting them down. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." In other words, that his papers were in order, everything he did was properly done. So they realized, if we're going to find something against him, we've got to make what he does in the worship of his God be against federal law. Okay? That's what he's basically saying. We've got to find what he does in worshiping his God be against federal law. Now, brothers and sisters, a test has come. It's not the final test, it's not the mark of the beast, but it really showed how many would give in. For God does tell us, as I read in the scripture before, or quoted in the scripture before, whether therefore you eat or drink, when you eat or drink, you take things into your body. Okay? Now, that could include an injection of some type. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So are we responsible to God for what goes in our bodies? Yes. 1 Corinthians 3:16. It tells us that our body is the temple of God. 1 Corinthians, and it says, if we defile the temple, God will destroy us. And it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which we have of God, and we are not our own. Okay? And so we can't just put anything in our body. So what you put in your body is a spiritual choice, meaning, in other words, it's a spiritual thing. It's not something that, oh, it doesn't matter to God. It does matter to God. And people have been duped into thinking that which comes from laboratories, which with toxic side effects, is God's plan for his people. I heard yesterday, I believe, someone was telling me that a medical doctor, Dr. Neil Nedley, some of you know who he is. He kind of ministers in the area of mental illness, wrote a book on depression and that kind of thing. And Dr. Neil Nedley was speaking, and he said that there's only one drug or type of drug that has no side effects. Okay? And he said, "Would you like to know what that drug is? It's only one." And they said, "Yes." And he said, "A new drug." And that's basically because when it's new, they don't know the side effects because it hasn't been tested yet. Okay? That's the only type of drug that has no side effects. That's according to Dr. Neil Nedley. So, my friends, my point is that we all have a lion's den. And when you don't go along with what everybody else is doing, it shows you the spirit that people have. Many lost their jobs. Some lost their lives. I mean, there have been fights and things over the issue that I'm talking about, and an inoculation injection type thing. And we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that the same spirit that went against those who wanted to take responsibility for what they put in their body, that same spirit is the spirit that was present in the time of Daniel in the lion's den. And we have to recognize that we will have tests along the way to prepare us for the big test. Did you pass? Friends, I'm here to tell you we have to put our trust in God, and let's keep that spirit of excellence. You know, I do not believe that we can say that the arguing back and forth on Capitol Hill, which is just a symbol of the arguing back and forth across the country from the Democrats and the among the Democrats and the Republicans, and sometimes even within their own party, reflects an excellent spirit. I don't think you would say that an arrogant person has an excellent spirit. I don't think you would say that an argumentative person, yelling and screaming type person, manipulating, conniving person, a person who would refuse to reach across the aisle for the good of the country type person has an excellent spirit. They don't, friends, but we must. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. Beware of flattery, my friend. All, they lie. That first word is a lie. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and princes and counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Well, he lied, and they lied, I'm sorry, and they said all the presidents. Daniel wasn't asked about this, so they lied. And the king is flattered. Wherefore the king signed the writing and the decree. And look at verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Brothers and sisters, this is a biblical example of what we need to sustain our Christian walk. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. So friends, in your personal walk with God, you should pray 3 times a day. Okay? It will help sustain you. You know, we need it in the morning. We need it at noon because we've gone through half of the day, so to speak. And we need to just keep the strength of the Lord on our side. And then in the evening, we need to have a prayer of thanks and allow the Lord to put his benediction on our lives. 3 times a day. Your life will change forever if you pray 3 times a day. Not just asking God what you want, things you want, but just talking to him. Asking his will, asking him for guidance, but praising him and thanking him for what he's done for you. He's done marvelous things for us, my friend. Pray 3 times a day like Daniel did. So they lied and said all the presidents came up with this, but they left Daniel out because they were trying to frame him. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Now let me say this. Daniel didn't go out of his way to just be seen by men. You know, this is not the Pharisaical, you know, Jesus talked about they pray in the streets to be seen of men. Daniel wasn't trying to be seen. He just, as a prisoner of war, he turned his window, he opened the window toward Jerusalem just as a symbolic reminder of his home and where the presence of God had been manifested. And that's where he prayed. And so they noticed that. But nonetheless, he wasn't trying to be noticed. That's just his thing. And so he didn't feel led by God to hide this devotion toward the Lord that had worked for him and that had blessed him and that had caused him to grow into the godly man that he was. We can't hide when God doesn't say hide, friends, but we don't have to have our personal and private convictions and flaunt them before people, you see. You're not going to get brownie points because you take a picture with a Bible, okay? You're not going to, it's when the law is in your heart, friends, when the word is in your life. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He went into, I'm sure, the Persian laws and saw if there was any exception to the rule, and looked up the constitution and the statutes, and just was trying to find a way. Of course, these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now this is the kind of spirit that Daniel had. This is the monarch ruling the universe. Not universe, have mercy. That's Jesus Christ. This is the monarch ruling the then known world. Look at what he did when one man was cast. This man would kill him, you know, just take his head off. You know, he would just, that's just what he did. Everybody feared him. He was, you know, the chief. It says, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. He didn't know God. He was just hoping above all hope that this God that caused a man to be like that kind of man has to have power. A God who would cause a man to have that kind of spirit has to be powerful. And so he said, Daniel, your God will deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Now, you have to understand, the king is mad at himself, and he also realizes by this time that there's an evil plot against Daniel. He knows human nature, and he's thinking about all this and fuming about all this. It says, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. This is the monarch of the then known world. Passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. I don't want to hear any music. I don't want to eat anything. And he didn't even sleep. That shows you how much he loved Daniel. You see, friends, when we love God, and we are God's children, we will have a spirit that will draw people. And we will have a spirit that people want to be around. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice, Daniel! 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 I'm sure it echoed down in that den. Servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Now I want to pause. This does not suggest that bad things won't happen to good people. It doesn't even mean that some of us won't go to jail. It doesn't even mean that some of us might not have the death decree and actually have to die. We do have stories in the Bible. I think of King Saul and Naboth, who had a vineyard, remember? And Jezebel had a bunch of false witnesses lie and say that he had blasphemed the God and the king, and he died. But God vindicated him. You see, as a Christian, we accept whatever is best for God's kingdom, friends. And sometimes you're somebody's test, and sometimes your time on this earth is over. But there's a resurrection morning, and you are promised eternal life. Okay, that's what God promises. I believe we're going to see Naboth in heaven, but we're not going to see King Saul. We're not going to see Jezebel. No, no. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, watch this, they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Brothers and sisters, as they were coming to the bottom, those lions were leaping up and just, right as soon as they just dropped down to the near the bottom of the den. So that showed that these were hungry lions. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now, one thing I want to finish by saying, the Bible does not say that God told the king to make a decree that made people honor him. You see, God believes in the separation of church and state from a human perspective. God is the supreme, has the supreme church headquarters in heaven, and he has allowed sub-government to prosper. America prospered simply because they kept the church separate from the state. God didn't ask this king to do this. This is the understanding that these kings had of the lack of separation of church and state. Nebuchadnezzar did something similar. Darius did something similar. God, it's written in the Bible, but you do not ever see God telling them to make a religious law, a secular law, these secular kings, to worship God. And friends, unfortunately, many of the people in the Democratic Party and the the policy of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is to infringe on the religious rights of the people. They don't want you to have a right to believe that what Jeremiah 1:5 says is true. God says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet. That shows you that God has clear knowledge of who you were or were to be even before you're formed as an embryo. And before you come out, he already has your life work and your gender already established. Jeremiah was a prophet, not a prophetess. Okay, so that's not against women. Those who are prophetesses, they were to be seen as before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and I ordained thee a prophetess. Okay, it's not written in the Bible, but that God is no respecter of persons. And so he has a plan for everyone's life even before you come, and he made you who you are. And we've done the math, brothers and sisters. When you count the number of eggs, okay, if you count the number of eggs that a woman has in the highest, a female, I should say, has at the highest, at the height, it's a lot of them, okay? And they dwindle over time. The number of eggs that could be possibly merged with a sperm. And then you count the number of sperm on average that are ejaculate, in the ejaculate, into the female. my brothers and sisters, and you realize that every single combination, this sperm with this egg would make a different, would make Johnny, but this sperm with this egg would make Susie. A different sperm with the same egg would make Peter, and a different sperm with the same egg would make Peggy, okay? Every combination would make a different person. You are not one in a million. You know, that's a special term, one in a million. No, you're not one in a billion. No, you're not one in a trillion. When you do the math with all the possibilities, you are one in a quadrillion, brothers and sisters. So God has a plan for your life. Will you be a part of that plan, or will you rebel against the great sovereign will of God? He loves you. He brought you into this world. So the circumstances of your life, don't think that God isn't with you. As a matter of fact, those who've had more troubling and trials in their circumstances, God is actually with them more, my friends, because he knows that they have a harder time. So he'll dispatch more angels. He'll dispatch more of his spirit to buffer the evils. So it doesn't matter. Your parents might have been drug addicts. God still allowed you to be one in a quadrillion. And that's a beautiful concept, my friend. So let's serve a God like that. He loves you. He will not allow it to be said that he could have done more to save you. Doesn't matter what happened in your life. Many things have happened in our lives. Abuse of various types, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. Just don't be an abuser, even if you've been abused. A lot of people who have been abused are abusers. You don't have to have that response to abuse. You can have a response to make sure that you don't perpetuate abuse, and you can come up higher and be like Daniel, my friend. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this story in the Bible. We pray that you will help us to be faithful, and that in all of our work, how we deal with money, how we deal with time, how we deal with people, how we talk to people, how we operate at work and at home and abroad and in society, that there will not be an evil spirit, but only the Spirit of God, and that everyone will see it, and it will draw people to us, and we will draw them to you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, we are going to take a break at this time, and the health topic from Sister Lenny is, does your cup runneth over? Does your cup runneth over? And after the torso song, we'll turn it over to Sister Lenny at that time.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and
Praise God. All right, my friends, it's now time for us to hear from Sister Lenny. Does your cup runneth over? Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Does your cup runneth over? During most daily situations, fat molecules remain unused, except when the stress hormone cortisol enters the picture. Cortisol is released whenever you enter a tense phase, following biological pathways that have helped preserve humankind throughout the eons. Cortisol dampens fat-burning processes. Fat gets tucked away for storage. While the cortisol stimulates carbohydrate burning to meet the body's cry for more fuel, overweight men and women who carry most of their fat in the abdominal region produce more cortisol than those with less fat there. Those who were sedentary had more intra-abdominal fat than their non-stress counterparts. A chronic stress-induced arousal syndrome plays a role in abdominal fat distribution. During times when we're often tense and stressed, a significant portion of the spare fat harbored in the bloodstream goes wandering off to your abdomen for storage. Thus, whenever you experience some lasting feelings of distress, there are many measurable effects on the brain and body, including slower fat burning. Fortunately, there's preliminary evidence that breathing techniques, meditation, and other stress reduction methods may help keep cortisol levels down, and that could make a big difference in how your body handles fat when stress tries to take control. We have more than what we need. Our cups are really running over, but sometimes we don't realize it. This morning's health message is coming from Low Fat Living, page 132 to 134, and Psalms 23, 5 to 6. May your life today be better than yesterday as you help others fill their cups. May God bless you abundantly. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, friends. Sherry and Carrie Ty. We have on Facebook Sister Vicky from Georgia saying good morning to all. We've got Sister Angela. We've got Sister Glorious. We've got Elder Mahoney. We've got, I'm sorry, I didn't tell where people are from. Sister Glorious from Virginia. Sister Angela from South Carolina. Brother Elder Mahoney, Maryland. And Sister Gloria saying good morning, and same from Elder Mahoney. And then we have our dear brother Brian from Kenya. We've got Claudia, not from remembering where she's from, but good morning to you, Claudia. She says good morning to everyone. We have Brother Brian, of course, saying good morning to all. We've got Sister Salita out of Virginia. We got Brother Peyton saying good morning to all. North Carolina, although I'm not sure if he's presently there right now, but we praise God for you. Moving on to the call, we have Ohio, Maryland, Delaware, and Oklahoma and Georgia on the call this morning. Who will be first? If you have anything you want to share, please feel free to press star 6 and share with us. We want to keep Torso in and our guest in prayer, the guests that we have in this wellness retreat here. This is their first full day, and we're wanting God to bless them in a mighty way. So let's keep them in prayer today. We want to keep also Brother Peyton's family, he and his family, in prayer. He lost his sister, and also, I do know there's been a death in the family, Sister Lani's family, and we want to keep their family in prayer.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you, can everyone pray for my neighbors?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, there's no one in the queue. We'll go ahead and have a word of prayer at this time. And if my wife is available, she can. If not, she's on. But, you know, there's a lot to be done around here in the early morning hours. So if I don't hear from her, I'll go ahead and have the closing prayer. And Brother Peyton is in Ohio. Okay, great. Great. We got you there, brother. Praying for you. All right, friends, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you very much for this day, for this Monday that you have brought us to. We ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit will bless us at this time and that you would be with Sister Lenny and her neighbors. We pray whatever the needs are, the circumstances, we pray for them that all will be done in accordance with your will. We pray for those who've come to Torso for healing. We ask, Lord, that you will please bless them and allow them to experience the physical healing, the mental healing, and spiritual healing that go together when you're involved. We pray for Brother Peyton, who is in mourning with his family as his sister's been laid to rest. We pray that you would bless the family and give them hope and enduring endurance and peace at this time. Father, we just want to just ask that your will be done in our lives today. And we just give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you've done in the precious name of Jesus. We do want to remember some things of the past. Missy was on with her grandson's requests and Mr. Lenny requested that people with cancer be lifted up in prayer as well. Fill us with your spirit today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord.
Do you know?